You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Balancing realism and abstraction, artist Kathy Ingberg paints playful images, designing a narrative that she hopes is easily relatable. A major inspiration for Ingberg is water, be it the ocean or a small backyard pool. Her figures splash about in slices of everyday life. The McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington is currently showing her paintings in an exhibition called Drawn to the Water. Ingberg says her inspiration calls on many things, but what really gets her excited is the way light falls on a figure.
And the contrast in the shadows that creates. And finding color in shapes that are unexpected in the shadows and the light. I do love focusing on that. And because the beach, I like painting people who are having fun, are playing. And the beach is the perfect place to get both the sun and shadows and people having fun.
Is there a particular reason why, Kathy, you are drawn to the water, something that goes down deep to your instincts?
I think it's really just the colors. People being happy, people having fun. I mean, it's not very often you're at the beach and people aren't happy.
Yeah. Unless somebody's shouting shark.
Right. Which I have not experienced that, thank goodness.
Good. So that sense of fun, is that what drew you to doing figurative work mostly?
I don't know. I've always kind of drawn the figure. Even as a kid, I would draw intertwining arms, you know, and movement with the figure. So people having fun is something I can relate to.
Well, your paintings have a kinetic feel to them. You're getting people mid-jump or mid-run or what have you. How do you create a narrative through your paintings, Kathy?
Well, I paint from photos. In order to capture those movements, I, you know, may stop action in a photo. So I take a lot of photos, but they aren't great photos. They're just, I don't compose the composition in the camera. I just take tons of photos and put them in Photoshop and spend a lot of time cropping and combining.
Is the mood the most important thing in the photos?
Right. The feeling. Maybe to spark somebody's memory of how they felt, something like that they experienced. You know, I like that, and I like the texture. You know, I try to play with the texture and the mood. I'm thinking of a lot of different things when I'm doing it. It's not just the composition. It's, you know, how the surface looks.
Well, speaking of textures and surface, you use a cold wax medium in your paintings. Can you tell us what that is and why you use that?
Cold wax is an oil paint medium. You mix it right in with your oil paints. It has a beeswaxy consistency that gives the paint a little texture and body. I like to paint in thin layers, starting like usually with brighter colors and covering those up. And then I'll scratch in to reveal previous layers of color. I either use a solvent or scratching to do this. And it all depends on how dry your paint is and how long you leave the solvent on as to what will happen. They're unexpected results, which I love. You never know what's going to happen.
Is that what gives your paintings, to me anyway, the sense of movement that at any minute somebody might jump out of that painting?
Yeah, that's what it helps. It helps. I like to render the figure. I spend a lot of time giving the figure form and depth, and then I'll do pattern. I take a pattern like stencil or a brayer and go over the figure in areas that will flatten it. So it's kind of a push and pull that plays with your eye a bit, where it pulls the background forward and the foreground backward, but then you have the rendering, which is form. When I can pull that off, or I don't do that to everything, but I try to fit that in when I can, and that's, I think that helps with the movement, helps things get lost and found.
What do you hope that viewers are getting from your work?
Oh, I really hope just to make them smile, maybe spark some memory of theirs.
There can be a feeling of familiarity in what they're seeing.
None of the figures are portraits. They're all, either if I show the face at all, it's just light and shadow. They could be anybody.
We can project ourselves into your paintings.
Right, that's my hope.
In the show Drawn to the Water, you have works that are displayed alongside another artist, Mandy Rowing. How does it feel to be showing with someone else who has a lot of your same instincts with regards to, you know, including water in her works and that motion from the water and the feel? How do you think your work lives alongside of Mandy's works?
Well, they're so different. She has the beautiful seascapes that are just so elegant, and mine are just people crazy jumping and doing crazy things. They complement each other really well because they're so different. And I think it's a real good combination.
That's artist Kathy Ingberg. Her paintings are on display in Drawn to the Water, currently at the McLean County Art Center in Bloomington through October 9th. I'm Laura Kennedy.